All right, I think we are live.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Without Further Ado, Episode 9, Attack of the Clones. We are here, we have a very special guest once again. We are here with a very good friend of mine, a family member of mine.
At Flower Child Floors.
Yeah, Chelsea Perez Misenko. Do you do that? You hyphenate it?
Nah.
What are you?
We're just full-blown Misenko.
You're Chelsea Misenko.
Yeah.
You lost the... You gave away your last name.
The Latin flavor has
still
died.
Is that Giuliani? No, looks like Giuliani. Thank God it's not him.
That brings us to our first ad read.
Chelsea, you're still Chelsea Perez on my phone. Maybe I'll change it.
Yeah.
All right. So we are with Chelsea Misenko, my sister-in-law, of Flower Child Floral.
Hello.
West Coast meets East Coast meets Asbury Park.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So, Chelsea, say hi to the people. Talking to the mic.
Hey, hello, hello.
Wow, you sound pretty good.
I'm here with these two guys today.
That's right.
Trying not to just laugh at everything.
It's okay. We're not going to, again, like you said earlier, we don't say anything funny. We're just going to go through our list here of questions for you about, you know, the industry and how you got it started and so on and so forth. So I guess, what's the first question, Jay?
Tell us how you got started in the business. I know, you know, originally, tell us where you grew up, you know, how you got started in this whole thing.
Sacramento, California. Northern California transplant.
That's their capital, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. 916.
Like Trenton here, Jan. Sacramento there.
Yeah, except it's a lot cuter than Trenton. Trenton smells weird.
Shout to Trenton tomato pies. All right.
Sorry, Trenton listeners. My parents are both in the industry. My dad's a DJ.
Mitch.
Yeah, crazy.
DJ Mitch out here dropping bombs. He's a big liker on our Facebook.
He's a big liker.
I like Mitch.
Oh, yeah.
Showtime. If you're getting married in NorCal, check out Showtime Entertainment. Tell Mitch Kenny sent you.
What does he call you, Kenny? Something.
Special K.
Special K.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah,
good nickname because I used to do a lot of it.
He loves Kenny. He calls me like, oh, wait. What is Kenny? What kind of system does Kenny have?
Kenny doesn't know.
Will you text him a picture? I'm like, what? How would I know what Kenny and Jan use? I have no idea.
Kenny doesn't even know what we use.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
He's the wrong guy to ask.
Right. Yeah.
So I grew up with my bedroom right next to an office, a DJ office.
Right.
There were lots
Oh, so he's
of,
been doing it your whole life.
Lots of like Star Wars theme song introductions.
Right. Which we should start doing.
3 nights in a row while I was trying to do my... You know, my algebra homework or whatever I was doing in there.
We should get into that.
Uh-huh.
I like Star Wars.
Yeah.
We're big theme song guys.
Yeah.
For toasts and intros.
Yeah.
So your dad was a DJ?
Dad's a DJ. Mom's a florist.
Ooh, wow.
Mom's a florist.
Wait, how'd they meet? Let's go even further back.
Oh, God. Oh, my dad was a drummer in a funk band in the 80s.
Right.
He had, like, the big, fluffy hair. My mom, you know, like... Miss Elk Grove, cheerleader girl.
Right, right. Shout to Elk Grove. What's your mascot?
The Thundering Herd.
Shout to the Thundering Herd.
We're like herd of elk.
Right.
I don't know, out there in the country.
So mom was just a cheerleader. Dad was just a rock and roll drummer.
Yeah, he just picked her up. Back in the old days, what'd you do? Like find him in the yellow book?
Right.
Stalk them, drive past their parents' house until they come outside to like talk to you.
Call their phone, leave a message.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of like meeting in Cabo, right? And then like, becoming Facebook friends. Right?
Shout out to Luke.
Yeah, yes. I guess that could sound a little creepy.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell that story?
Yeah. Yeah. You want to tell that story?
You could tell that story.
How I met you and Luke?
Yeah, how you met your husband.
How I met your whole family.
Chelsea's husband is my brother. Okay. Yeah. That's how she's my sister-in-law. Just so everybody knows.
So innocent, sweet me walking down the street in Cabo.
There you were. Just walking down the street.
With friends.
Yeah.
Nicely tanned.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny comes up.
Right.
Hey, what are you guys doing? You trying to party?
Right, right.
So he kind of just wrangles us all up, and then we meet at the bar, and I'm getting a beer and standing next to this cute blonde guy. And
not Kenny. Like,
yeah, no.
Yeah, not Kenny.
Better Kenny.
Luke.
Kenny was just like the hype man. He wrangled us all in.
Yeah, right. I did that for the group.
He was like, the ringleader.
Yeah, well, he was rolling deep with like... 10 different guys.
Right. So they need how
he
rolls.
He was gathering the ladies for his people.
Right, because my friends don't know how to talk to girls. And you spoke English. I was telling Jan before, it was like a weird time in Cabo where there wasn't many American tourists. So, like, no. We heard
it
English.
It was the off season. It was really depressing. There were no cute single guys. Right. We were like, all right, well.
We heard English.
Did you go to Cabo a lot because it was close to California?
No, once.
Wow. Once. The first time there.
Once. And Luke told me that you guys actually went to Puerto Rico every year, and that was your first time going to Cabo instead.
Yeah, no, we went when we were kids.
Well, you went that one time
when we were 20, and we got wild.
Crazy bathroom stories.
Right, yeah, we got wild, got locked up. Almost got locked up.
Jail story. Mexican jail.
But, yeah, then we were doing Puerto Rico a lot. So, yeah, we took a trip, and then I mean, that story, when you really think about it, now you've lived here for 6 years now, seven years?
Yeah. I know, yeah.
Wow. But if you think about, like, the time window, like, that was, like, if we weren't standing right where you guys were standing at that time, like, it ain't happening. So then there's no baby Scarlett.
A lot of growing up has happened.
You're
just in case everyone's wondering.
Right.
Who, you or Luke?
No, but so I, you know, the bartender had given me the beer and I just kind of turned to him and was like, oh, hey, just chit-chatting.
Yeah, Luke just handed him GHB prior to that.
Waiting for him to get his beer, just being polite.
Right.
And he's like, I don't need your help. I can get a beer by myself. I'm a big boy.
Oh, my God.
And my jaw, like, dropped. I was like, what an asshole.
Yeah, that's just Luke being Luke.
Yeah.
So that was that.
Yeah.
I just kind of was, like, shocked and turned around and left and was like, okay.
Right.
I'm not wanted there. I'm going to leave now. Pissed. Well, yeah. I was pissed.
Well, let's rewind back to growing up in California. So, did you used to help your mom with the flowers?
Yes.
That's where you got a taste?
That's what we're here to talk about.
Yeah. I was like the slave. I didn't really want to be working there. Yeah. It was like, you have to work here if you're going to live in this house.
Indentured servitude.
Yeah. But, and I don't know. I think when I got older to like high school, I started having friends that would send me messages on Facebook. That was like the new cool thing.
Right.
Facebook.
Yeah. Right.
Is your mom hiring? Your job is so cool. And then I got kind of territorial, like, no, you can't. My mom's not hiring.
Right.
Why would she hire?
Why would she hire you? She has me.
Exactly.
I'm all she needs.
Right.
She doesn't need anyone else.
What's your mom's business called?
Jackie's Flowers.
She's still in
Jackie.
It?
Jackie. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does she grow her own or source them all locally?
No. Organic? We go to San Francisco. So
That's where the flowers are?
Mm-hmm, yeah. So my whole, ever since I was six or younger, maybe even. I don't. She has pictures of me in like a baby car seat at weddings with her in the 80s.
Oh my God!
When they had like the huge, big, poofy sleeves crazy, like, I don't know, the pastel colors and.
So you were born in this. You were born to do this. This is second generation.
You're born with clippers.
I was born.
Sheeran. Ed Sheeran flowers.
So
exactly.
And then you just kind of
I went to school for interior design.
Right.
I went to Sac State. I went to school for design.
Funny, his apartment looked like shit. Sorry, it's from The Sopranos.
Shout out to Sopranos.
Sorry, keep going, Chelsea.
Shout out Sopranos for life. Meadow. Shout out to baby Meadow.
Oof.
Love her.
Yeah, she won't let me name my daughter Meadow. My wife. Unbelievable.
I'm pregnant with Kenny's wife at the same time.
Chelsea is expecting.
This is a fun journey.
Kenny's wife is within you?
Kenny's going to be a dad.
I'm going to be a dad, yes. But we're not, we kind of went off topic here. Chelsea, you're a florist.
This is about you, Chelsea.
You went Sopranos.
Yes, yeah. I did.
Had to.
You are a florist.
Yes, I am.
So
in college.
Yes.
All right, back to the story. Right. I was in college. I went to school for interior design. I continued working for my mom at the shop.
Mm-hmm.
It was convenient with my school hours. I liked it at that time. I started liking it. And I think I started liking it because I was getting a little more freedom. I was getting to actually like do things. I got to, you know, sit with clients. I was doing contracts. I was like writing up contracts and typing up pricing and emailing, doing all that stuff.
The business.
Yeah. So I was getting in there more and it made it a little more exciting. So I was doing that. And then, I don't know, it just started to stick. And after I graduated, I went to LA and San Francisco and I freelanced for a few people. And I took a couple of big workshops with some cool people. And then I met Luke.
Right. Then you took a trip to Cabo.
That threw a curveball and everything.
Ruined everything.
Right. and then I moved out here. And then that's when I started, you know, getting on the train and the bus and whatever, going to Brooklyn and working with people there. And
it jumped in the New Jersey wedding circuit.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Very lucrative market. Right.
Flower Child Florals was born.
Mm-hmm.
What's your handles?
At Flower Child Floral.
Check that out.
Yeah.
Follow her. Give her a follow.
Yeah.
Like something. Great.
How would you describe like your style if you could?
My style. Well, okay. When I first moved here, there weren't too many florists doing bouquets that weren't like a perfect round ball. So like, I feel like I was kind of one of the first, I mean, there was people in the city that were doing it, but in Jersey specifically, there weren't too many like organic-y, loosely designed bouquets.
Mm-hmm.
And coming from California, that was a big thing there. So I felt like I kind of brought that here with me.
Very nice.
Agreed.
And yeah, I don't know.
You did Kenny's wedding?
Yeah,
oh, phenomenal.
Did.
They
so fun.
Yeah, the people ranted and raved about the flowers that you did at my wedding.
Dried columns of my dreams.
Right. We had like it was wild. I can't explain it. And you know, we're just sitting here talking about it now.
Where I want to do it again.
Yeah,
can
we
do your wedding again?
Jan, you got pictures?
Oh, yeah. Just go on our Instagram.
Kenny, yeah, there's
every other day Kenny posts a picture of his own wedding.
Right.
I've got a whole highlight like at the top of my Instagram.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
The McAvernas.
So check out Chelsea's Instagram.
The name of it.
But she so phenomenal. She just does a very good job. And what else what's
your favorite
question?
Type of like venue to decorate?
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh.
Or favorite part. Is it ceremony? Is it, you know, do you do ceremonies? Like at churches?
Yeah. So usually with most people, I feel like when they are looking at their floral budget,
it's not enough.
No, not that. It's just that I would suggest that people, you know, spend majority of their money where they're going to be the longest,
right.
Which would make sense to, you know, put your money where your time is going to be, and your time is usually in your reception area.
Mm-hmm.
Most people, unless they're getting married in like a church doing like a long Catholic ceremony, do like a 15-20 minute ceremony. So most of the time I'm kind of spending the majority of the budget, the bulk of the budget on reception flowers.
Mm-hmm.
So just having really nice centerpieces I think is really important. It depends on what your venue is. It really depends on your venue. That sets the tone of your whole wedding. One thing I would definitely suggest to brides is don't just pick a venue because it accommodates the size. That is hugely, hugely important. I know you guys have touched on that before too, but make sure that like the look you're going for, it also goes with the look. Cause like my job shouldn't be to come in and like hide things. It should be to come in and, you know, accentuate things. Like
enhance
what's
already there.
There's a cool staircase that you want to do a floral install, or like Kenny, you guys had two, you know, it was tented. You had these poles holding up this tent. We did something on the poles to kind of bring the visual into the center. So it's like, you know, around the dance floor, flanking the party. So that's something I like to do, is kind of find the interesting area that you want to really highlight, whether that be like a cool fireplace behind your sweetheart table, or, you know, this grand, you know, these big doors that open up. So there's like a grand entrance when you come into your party,
right?
Whatever it may be.
What have you seen that's very trendy, very popular right now? What are you getting a lot of requests for? Is it grass walls, flower walls, dressing up the
installations
sweetheart table?
Are really big right now. I feel like anything that looks like it's kind of like growing out of, you know, whatever you're decorating, whether that's like a huppah or, like you said, a sweetheart table with something really lush that's kind of coming out of it. Installations are really big. Hanging installations are really big.
Orchids.
Like orchids.
Gotta have orchids, right?
How did you know?
I'm
Phalaenopsis. Say it with me, Jan. Phalaenopsis.
Atar.
Yeah, so
what's like
fun stuff happening in the floral world?
Where would you say most of your business comes from? Is it referrals? Are you advertising?
Well, the fact that we're in Asbury, I live in Asbury. Mm-hmm. I get a lot at the Asbury just from being there often.
Right.
Asbury Hotel.
Yeah.
Right.
Shout out to the Asbury Hotel. Yeah, so that's a big one for me. And then...
And what's your process?
Photographers, yeah. You guys. Mm-hmm. I get a lot from you guys and a lot from photographers.
Cool.
I think there's definitely like a way that people book. You know, people usually do the venue first. People usually do photographer like up around, you know.
Yeah, what's your like average lead time for a wedding?
Like a year.
About a around year there. Out.
Yeah. Sometimes I get people that are calling like a year and a half in advance, which isn't super common. It's usually a year. And then sometimes I get people, I just got somebody calling me for April.
Wow.
So,
right.
Yeah.
That
it's
happens
it, and it's a big one. So I'm like, whoa.
Where you been?
What were you doing?
So,
but no, it's everyone's all over the place. And it's kind of fun because it's like you think you're done and you think you're all booked up. And then you have like, you know, some random calls just kind of trickling in. What? In the middle of your season,
mm-hmm.
which is nice. It's great. It's great to have a couple extras in there.
And what does your process look like for sales? Do you bring people in and meet them? Is everything online? Do they send you like color palettes and things that they like?
Yeah. So usually
Pinterest.
Pinterest.
James, you're really good at flower questions.
Yeah. He is.
You got that Pinterest page going?
Like a little girl.
Yeah, girl dad.
Shut up, Kenny. I have girls.
Sorry.
You'll learn one day.
Shut up, Kenny. Yeah, you'll be there in very shortly. Pinterest, dad.
Quarterback coach come in and talk to us.
Oh, my gosh. Are you feeling right. Emasculated over there? Yeah.
LFL.
Let's talk Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Oh, my God. Let's talk movies. HBO.
Right. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead. Keep going.
Pinterest is a big one. Mm. Pinterest is like a love-hate relationship with Pinterest because some people bring it in. I mean, I like seeing it regardless because it helps me see what you want. Like, mm-hmm. just like your venue shows, you know, are you in a barn? Are you in a ballroom? Are you in like an Asbury Hotel where it's kind of just like a blank canvas? What kind of room are you in? That helps with figuring out your vibe, your decor, and then your personal style. I like to see like that sneak peek of your wedding dress. Like, are you like a big tulle?
Are you creeping on their Facebook pages?
Maybe.
Better keep your profiles private, ladies.
Yeah, exactly. No, they usually send it to me. But like, it depends. Like, everything will give me a glimpse into what you're looking for.
Yeah. The more information, the better,
But the Pinterest thing is tough because it's like a lot of people don't. I feel like you got to dig really deep to get things that are more fresh and new. Because you see a lot of the same things that
because it's Pinterest, the most popular
Pinterest
at the top.
Will just spit it to you. Yeah, it's not like you're not like, you know, it's easy to get distracted because it is beautiful stuff. But sometimes for me, because I get people sending me things all the time, I see, you know, a lot of the same things kind of over and over sometimes, especially if it's at a certain venue, because that's a certain look.
Mm-hmm.
Like Bayhead Yacht Club's another one we do a lot. Bayhead Yacht Club has, you know, the bluey, you know, it's nautical, it's on the water. So a lot that can be like a, but there's always a way to switch it up. And that's what I like to try to do. Is try to take the reins a little bit, not like be too aggressive. Obviously, it's their wedding.
Show them what's possible.
But yeah, just be like, hey, within this palette, you know, and within this nautical look, you know, can we go a little more contemporary, or can we go a little more and just push things that are a little bit different that they might really love that they just haven't seen?
Are you doing creating custom seating charts and things like that?
Yeah.
I see that. I noticed that's getting more popular, like really high-end seating charts. I've even seen digital ones where people put it on a TV.
Really?
Yeah. It's like a touch screen.
Yeah.
So, I mean, honestly, nowadays, the possibilities really are endless. You can do anything you really want to do, especially if you have the budget for it. But even if you don't have the budget for it, you can just get really creative and think of something that's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we kind of take on whatever piece of the project you will let us take on.
And is everything a la carte with you, or do you do packages?
I don't do packages just because it's everything is so personal.
Right, and different.
And it just, yeah, and it just really depends. I mean, we have pricing for, we do a la carte options. Mm-hmm. Like, I had a call for a bouquet and a boutonniere and a wrist corsage like a week ago for just like a backyard wedding. So, like, we'll take on things like that, especially if it's maybe more like this time of the year, mm-hmm. or if we have a wedding already that's not, you know, like some massive production that we need all hands on deck for. But yeah, it just kind of depends. Most people, especially when they're calling for certain venues, I can kind of gauge what they're going to be needing, you know, because some venues only fit, you know, this many to this many tables and,
right.
you know, but it depends. Like, your budget is definitely going to depend on your guest count. I mean, right. do you have like 14 bridesmaids and groomsmen, or do you have like three?
Yeah. Right.
You know,
how many tables do you have?
Exactly. So like that all makes, makes a difference for sure.
Cool. And, what else was I going to say? As far as, your process before the wedding, when do you start working on flowers for the event day?
I try to start working on it like immediately. So like
hanging flowers and killing them like 30 days out. Yeah, like for Kenny's wedding, like that was like a 6-month production.
Yeah. Right. It seems like there was a lot of hoarding of dead things for Kenny's.
My wedding was an asshole. My wedding was gigantic, like just massive, massive.
But Kenny's wedding was like the chance to like do something cool.
Right, right.
So it was exciting.
It was big. It was just
over
the top.
We had like crazy, we had like a space in the 4th Avenue Pavilion on the boardwalk full of like hops.
Best day of my life, don't get me wrong.
They got shipped from Oregon. They were like dangling from the rafters, drying.
It was so fun.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch.
My wife and her just sat together one day and they were just like, you know, what can we do?
What can we do to make Kenny really nervous?
Yeah, and they just fucking went for it. I was like, can we just play fucking Surf Club Classics and eat cheeseburgers?
I know.
But,
oh my God, I'm dying. I can't. It was fun. Yeah, go look at pictures. It was really cool.
Are you doing all this like in your house, basically?
For now, okay. So we have a pretty good sized like old. I don't know. Our house is like 100 years old, and we live
very big house
on like the cusp of the West Side.
Nice.
We live in the city.
Nice.
But like we got this really awesome old house.
Yeah.
And we're kind of like sitting on it right now. So like because we've also got a 2-year-old.
Right.
We got a 2-year-old.
Shout out to Scarlett.
Shout out to Scarlett.
Out there running these streets.
So for now, it just makes more sense for me to do it at like our home base because I can, you know,
work.
Deal with her,
put
her to bed. Everyone works.
Cut.
Then she wakes up. Then
snip.
Aren't as productive anymore. Yeah. I don't know. But it's nice right now. Like, I feel really fortunate to be able to do that and have that flexibility and still be able to, you know, be with her majority of the time, but somehow get stuff done. Like, some weeks I'm just like, after the wedding's over, I'm like, shit, how the hell did I do all that?
Right.
What's like your comfort zone for number of weddings you do in a weekend? Like, do you want to do like one per day or did you two or
I
three?
I would like to just do one per day, but every once in a while I have double bookings on the same day, but you just have to
power through.
Yeah. You got to just hire the hands and get your team organized and
get your Ashleys out there.
Yeah. I know. She's
is
on
that the toughest part
for me,
of
so
the
I
business?
Gotta go find more people.
Yeah. Logistics.
Yeah, finding people is harder.
Oh, trust us, we know.
Yeah. Mm. Finding good people is hard. In any industry, you know? Like it's finding people that get your vision and get your, you know.
And some of them are, you know, might only be working a couple times a month.
You know, not everyone is as funny as you guys and can just talk on a microphone and like get everyone going. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you can't just.
I know it.
You need to be special.
Well.
Yeah, I haven't heard a funny thing in the last 45 minutes. Jan, where you been?
Well.
Mr. Serious?
Sopranos.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming. We have an ad read.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, who is it?
Who is it today?
I thought it was Pliables.
No, not Pliables.
Oh, I meant McDonald's.
Mogo, didn't you just go to Mogo? Yeah, tell us about your Mogo.
Oh, yeah. Mogo's a longtime sponsor of our podcast. They don't technically pay us or know that they're a sponsor, but they provide us with endless chimichurri.
Kimchi.
Kimchi fried rice.
Right.
chicken burritos. Duck tacos.
Fried donuts for dessert. And then they have those cucumber things.
They really make duck tacos?
Yeah, it's sad. It's very sad. Mm.
They
never had a Donald Duck taco.
Jane, you ever have the? You do have it because I can smell it on your breath right now. The the cucumbers with the garlic, unreal.
Nah. Yeah, I put some of those in my pocket. I forgot to take them out.
Right. So
letting them marinate.
All right, Mogo. All right, guys. Well, Chelsea, we really appreciate you walking across the street and hanging out with us today.
We learned so much about flowers.
Yeah.
Flower so engineering.
Don't forget to follow Chelsea at flowerchildfloral.com. Right? No. That wouldn't be following.
I like to be really confusing.
Right.
It's
yes.
The Instagram is at flowerchildfloral.
Yes.
Yeah.
No S.
Yes.
And the website.
Wow.
Is Flower Child Florals
right.
With an S.
Multiple.
The S is back for the website.
.com.
Right, wow. Right.
Because there's more flowers online.
I want to keep everyone on their toes.
Like her stuff. Share it. Give her a shout. She'll make your day look gorgeous.
Keep an eye out for her on the west side of Asbury. She's right. Got the big hat and the little babies.
That's right. if you...
The big hat full of...
Anybody out there listening want to come on the podcast, we'll ask you some questions. Just
who else has been on here?
Write us a letter.
Well, you know, a bunch of industry titans.
Just me.
Just you.
Just you so far. Wait, I thought Event Dara plan. Was on
yeah,
here.
Yeah, Dara came
okay,
on.
Who else? I have to listen. To, I haven't listened to Dara's yet.
Yeah, listen to
Steve.
Okay.
Steve from Color Room Film. We're gonna keep. We got.
Right. We're rotating around.
Yeah, woo. We just. With a
little florist, a little video, a little photo.
I feel so special.
This is fun. Yeah. You're the first florist. So.
You're the third guest first florist. Okay?
I'm so special. So, yeah. I'm bronze. I place. I'm the third guest.
Right, exactly.
Exactly.
So. All right, guys. Yeah, if you want to be on, just shoot us a, get a hold of us somehow.
Book Chelsea for your flowers. Thanks.
Bye. All right, bye now.
Bye.
Bye.